Well, to integrate this differential equation of degree 4, straight integration will get us to the result. So to find the third derivative, we integrate the fourth derivative and get W0 over EI times X plus some constant C1. To get the second derivative, we integrate that third derivative and get W0 over 2 EI times X squared plus that former constant C1 times X plus a new constant, call it C2. To get the function's derivative, we integrate this second derivative. And of course, that means we have W over EI times X cubed over 6, that's over 3 times 2, plus on the page here I've written C1 times X squared. Keep in mind, that's the old C1 divided by 2. Because when you integrate x, you get x squared over 2, but it's a constant anyway. And when integrating C2, we get C2x plus a new arbitrary constant called C3. And finally, we achieve the function y by integrating this derivative and get W0 over EI times x to the 4th over 24 plus C1, which is the oldest C1, times x cubed. And then divided by 6, but we're just saying that's an arbitrary constant anyway, so it's still just called C1. Same with C2, and our C3, of course, is the other constant from the line above, plus our constant of integration from this step, C4. That gives us four constants, and of course we need our four boundary conditions to solve for